You're listening to the Self-Help Psychic Podcast with your host, Tabitha Stitt, psychic medium, licensed teacher, and energy healer, with more than 12 years experience working with clients and students from all over the world. You'll receive messages that'll show you how to manifest a life you truly love, from empowering personal development to discovering your very own inner magic. The secrets shall be revealed. We've all experienced this before where we just simply do not trust in ourselves. If you listened to the previous episode, I talked briefly about it, but I'm going to break it down a little bit deeper in this episode about how to trust yourself and your decisions even more, or just in general, how you can just do it in the first place, because maybe you might be like totally not trusting yourself and your decisions, and maybe that's why you may be experiencing either feeling stuck or just unsatisfied or uneasy, or maybe you're just not making decisions, so you're staying or remaining in the same position or the same scenario over and over again because you're not trusting in yourself or your decisions. So you decide just to not do anything, and it appears to be an easier decision, right? To not make a decision. But really, that's just creating this cycle of repetitiveness where it's not necessarily good, because you're not moving the energy, you're not moving ahead, you're not moving forward, you're just remaining where you are. And we want to trust ourselves, we want to trust our abilities, we want to trust our decisions, so that way we can move ahead, we can move forward, we can make our dreams come true. And that is not some far off fantasy I'm talking about your actual dreams within you, your aspirations, those things that you have within you that you visualize and you think about and you wish for and hope for and you really deeply want. Those are all within your ability to make happen, but you have to trust yourself, you have to trust your decisions, you have to trust your capability of allowing for things to happen in your ability to be able to handle whatever happens afterwards. In order to trust yourself, one way that you can do this is to simply ask. I know, is it not simple or what? It seems simple, right? It is simple. Just ask. You can ask spirit, God, the universe, you can ask source, you can ask whatever it is. You can ask your angels, your spirit guides, you can ask your higher self. Just simply ask to trust yourself. And what I mean by this is, for example, if I'm sitting here and I'm really, really nervous to do something, let's say I have to send out an email and I know that this email is going to, it's gonna go two different ways. It could either go really, really well, or it could maybe backfire on me and maybe not go as well as I planned. And so I'm feeling this sense of apprehension or uneasiness, but I know that I have to send this email. I know that this is an opportunity. I can't not send this email, or otherwise I will just be kicking myself in the ass forever and regretting it. And no one wants to live in regret. So I know I have to send this email. So I'm nervous, but I am going to say to myself in my mind, you can say it out loud if you want, but I'm just going to think in my mind, and I ask to feel at ease. I ask to trust the process. I ask for you, my spirit guide, to come in closer, to feel your presence, to feel your easiness, your joy. I ask to breathe easy myself. I ask to feel the feeling of trusting the process. I ask for that right now in this very moment. And then I will take a deep breath and I will hit send. And maybe you might switch it up. You might say, ask to trust the process. I ask to be able to handle whatever happens afterwards. I ask to feel confident. Whatever it is that you need in that moment, you can ask for it in that very moment. And maybe you need to sit for a moment. Maybe you just need to breathe. Maybe you need to step away from the situation and come back. Whatever it is that's making you feel a little uneasy or apprehensive, simply just ask to feel a certain way that you genuinely want to feel. And you will notice that you will start to feel that way. And the more that you ask, the more that you will be able to manifest what it is that you want, and with a sense of ease or a sense of trust, okay? So the more that you practice this, the more that you will be able to experience it easily, and it'll come quicker and quicker for you. Okay, another way for you to trust yourself and your decisions is to invite your spirit guides and your angels to help you. Now that goes hand in hand with what I said before, but you can ask them to come in and you can invite them in to come in closer. See, what I mean by all of this is that you do have your spirit guides and you have your angels and you have your loved ones and you have God and spirit and your higher self. You have all of these, what we would call maybe invisible forces, these higher guiding forces, these powerful forces here to help us. They're here to help us. They're here to guide us. They give us chills. They give us confirmation. Sometimes they'll send us animals, creatures. Sometimes they'll send us messages. Sometimes we'll read something and we just know in our hearts and our souls that this is a message from above, or however you want to word it and say it. But the thing is that they can't necessarily intervene. They can't do something for you, okay? Necessarily. Unless, you know, there are miraculous moments in time where people have witnessed angels, people have sworn that they're angels, people have done things that you would think otherwise would not be physically, literally capable of doing. But they have somehow gained access to that physical manifestation, and they have done things outside of what you would even believe would be possible. Now, that is a form of intervention, divine intervention from probably some sort of angelic force of some sort. That force came in, and it was probably for the sake of someone's life. Now, when it is just our lives, our day-to-day lives, or something that we, even if it's not just day-to-day, I don't mean day-to-day like mundane, I just mean like, you know, day-to-day, things that we're doing. It doesn't have to be so dramatic or traumatic. It's just something that we want in our hearts and souls. Angels aren't necessarily going to intervene and give you that physical force to create that reality for you. But what they can do is, if you invite them in, you will be able to feel their presence. Now, that might sound silly, but it is true. And meditation is the number one way of doing that, is by allowing yourself to be still, allowing yourself to be present in the moment, allowing yourself to breathe, calming the mind and the body, allowing yourself to feel this, you can call it energy around you. You might feel this subtleness. You might feel this like little vibration. Maybe you might sense something. You might feel, you could feel like the energy or the temperature in the room change. All these different ways of experiencing this, knowing that your spirit guides and your angels are present. Now, just because you might not feel them, okay, I want to say that up front, but that doesn't mean that they're not there helping you and guiding you. So before this episode, I asked for them to come in closer to help me to relay this information. So it is me speaking these words, and I am very aware of what I'm doing, but I also feel the presence of my higher self and my guides guiding me through this. I feel their presence, I feel their energy, and I feel their love, and I feel their guidance, and I feel their encouragement guiding me through this to relay this message to you. Okay, so that's another way of trusting yourself and your decisions and your life and your and what's happening before you and what you want and your dreams, is to invite them to come in closer and to work with you, to give you ideas. You can ask them to give you the hope and the faith and the motivation and the dedication. You can ask them to help you with all of this. But even with all of this, an outside higher loving guiding force cannot force you to do something, because as a human being, you are given the free will to do this. And this is a universal principle. This is a universal elemental rule, per se, that you have the free will to decide. You have the free will to choose And with that being said, it is up to your discretion to make the move, but you can ask and invite them to come in closer, and you will start to notice their presence and in whatever way or form that means to you. Maybe you might notice something, or if you quiet your mind, you can feel them, or like an idea pops in and you might be like, what? You know, you might not have this like transformative feeling of wanting to cry your eyes out, but maybe you just like have an inspiring idea and you're like, where the hell did that idea come from? So that could have been like, bloop, you know, a little spirit guide came in and was like, here, I've got an idea for you. This is a way for you to get the magic moving and to get yourself moving. And so they can come in different ways, but by inviting them, you're giving them permission to step in closer. With all of that being said, that's what I was trying to say. And you will notice their presence. So try it out in whatever way feels right to you. All right, moving on. So the third way that you can trust yourself and your decisions and what's happening in your life even more is to know that you can make adjustments later on. I think a lot of times that what holds us in place is that we are terrified to take action, because either we're stuck in our ways, we're in our comfort zones, we just don't know what the aftermath is gonna be, because even as a psychic medium, I can't predict what the hell is gonna happen in my own life. I can certainly alter it, I can certainly help manifest what it is, but something totally from out of the clear blue sky could happen, and I can't necessarily predict that. But what I can do is help what's going to happen. Try not to be so fearful for making a decision. Try to trust yourself by just knowing that, you know what, I'm gonna make this move, and if perhaps, maybe, possibly, it doesn't turn out the way that I wanted it to turn out, I can just adjust it later. Now you might be thinking, well, I can't take back an email that I sent. I can't delete that email after it's sent. Yeah, sure, you can't. Maybe someday there will be a way to do that, or maybe there is and I just don't know about it. But what you can do is the very least that you can do is you can adjust the way that you perceive it. If you're like, oh my God, I just did something and I can't take it back, or oh my gosh, I can't believe I just said that. Okay, from here on out, what you can do is, okay, I'm just gonna trust that whatever I just did, for whatever reason, even if it doesn't make sense to me, I'm gonna trust that was for the highest good. Maybe that person needed to hear it that way. Maybe that email needed to be sent because it's gonna help someone quit their job or whatever it is. You can trust that even if you don't understand why something happened, even if it makes you uncomfortable, even if you don't understand it, you can trust and you can ask to trust it happened for the highest good. It happened for the highest reasons. And you change your perspective of it. You change the way that you're thinking about it, okay? So if you cannot adjust or change or alter something physically, what you can do is mentally change it. And that might take a little bit more practice, but that helps you just trust the situation a little bit more. Even if you don't understand it, you trust it, okay? It's way better than beating yourself up. It's way better than feeling anxious all day. It's way better than having these crazy repetitive thoughts that aren't doing you any good whatsoever besides holding you in place and they're making you feel uncomfortable. Take a breath. Get out, move around, know that you can make adjustments later. So decide to make the decision, choose to do it, and know that you can make adjustments later on, even if it's a thought. Take small steps forward, okay? You don't have to feel like your whole soul is on the line. Your whole reality is on the line. Instead, what you can do to start trusting yourself and your decisions more is just take small steps if you need to, or plan things out ahead of time. Plan it out, you can write it out, you can jot down ideas, even if you have to do something that's really going to change the situation, even if it's not a small thing, it's a big thing. You can still prep yourself ahead of time. You can still think about what it is that you need to do, what it is you need to say. You can plan things ahead. You can do things that will set the motion in motion, and then you can do what you need to do and then move on. That's if it's more like a bigger step. Now, if it's smaller, then just take smaller steps, little bit by little bit by little bit. Just do one thing at a time. And honestly, you can truly trust that things are going to work out. If you don't trust yourself, then most likely you're just staying where you are. You're just remaining where you are. And that's not growth. That's not progression. That's not that's not my definition of success, is by staying put, by staying stuck, by remaining where I am. And instead, you have to move the energy. Everything is energy, and energy is everything. Everything is energy. You have the power to change the energy of the situation, your thoughts, the scenarios. Just take one teeny tiny step at a time, even if it's one step a day. One step a day. And this actually makes me think of, for whatever reason, Marie Kondo. I think she wrote the book, I think it's called The Joy of Tidying Up. I believe that's what it's called. I absolutely love that book. I actually have two copies of it, and quite frankly, I can't tell you why I'm not totally certain on the topic or the title. But either way, she just popped up in my mind, that book. She's got a whole different way of organizing and taking control of your life. So for whatever reason, maybe that's just what you needed to hear, is to get back to that book. Huh, get back to the basics. Moving on, the final way that you can trust yourself, remind yourself that everyone deals with uncertainty. Everyone deals with fear at times. You know, everyone does. Every human being experiences fear. And I mentioned this in the previous episode as well. You're not alone. You're not the only one that feels nervous. You're not the only one that feels anxious. You're not the only one that's worried about making a mistake. Even those people that appear to be far, far, far ahead of you as far as their career, or maybe how much money they're making, or what they have, or their love life, or their relationship, whatever it is, even if they appear further ahead, that's not even maybe the right way to even explain it, but either way, it doesn't matter. They have experienced fear as well. They do experience fear, and it's not something that you can get away with. And honestly, I feel like fear is just, it's almost like you're just challenging yourself. It's like a good challenge. You're like, okay, yeah, fear's popping up. All right, I can challenge you. I'm gonna do it. Let's go. I can do this. And it's like believing in yourself, trusting your abilities, and just going for it. Everybody experiences fear and uncertainty and apprehension. Even those people that appear to have it all, even on those days that perhaps maybe they do have more money than you right now, okay, in this moment. Maybe they do, or maybe they just appear that they do. That doesn't mean that they don't experience fear. Maybe you're better at providing a family. Maybe you're better at emotional intelligence. Maybe you're better at talking to your children and having patience. Maybe you're better at cooking, and they're terrified of cooking. I've mentioned this before. Maybe you're better at understanding people. And so just because they have what appears a strength in their life doesn't mean that you're not better at something than they are. Not that we're comparing each other to one another. I mean, that's one way of understanding and learning and growing, is using compare and contrast as a, I don't want you to compare in a negative way. I want you to compare in a positive way, in a positive light, that you have your own strengths and your own gifts and your own natural talents. They're there right within you. Look at what it is that you are already good at. Look at what it is that you truly enjoy doing, that lights you up, that makes you feel good, that gives you energy, not depletes it, not takes it away, not steals it. What gives you energy? And there might be something that you have forgotten about. Maybe you need to get back to what you used to love to do. And I'm kind of going on a different tangent here, but this all comes down to trusting yourself, right? And trusting your decisions and having that faith within you and your abilities. And even if something didn't work out before, that was in the past. Change the way that you perceive the past and move forward. That doesn't mean that that's the way it's going to happen this time around. Not only that, but you've had so many things in your life happen since then, so much growth and so much understanding and maturity and just expansiveness, that you're no longer that person anymore. Yeah, that's part of your story, but that doesn't mean that that's the way that it's going to continue happening in the future. You've got to take tiny steps. You've got to expand yourself. You've got to move outside of your comfort zone and trust that whatever happens, you can handle it. You can change it. You can adjust it. You can change your perspective. You are not to remain where you are forever. This is all about growth and expansiveness. And the more that you heighten your energy, the more that you get out, the more that you grow, the more that you start to see your true ability to create the reality that you want. You're meant to be happy. You're meant to experience joy. Yes, we as human beings will experience sadness and we'll experience total loss and we'll experience guilt and shame and all of these things. But to allow those emotions to come, try not to suppress them and welcome them and embrace them, but then trust that you're not supposed to remain in those dense feelings forever. You are to experience them, and if they come back, those feelings, those uncomfortable feelings, it's okay. Just welcome them in, experience them, give them attention, and then let them go again. They're gonna be okay. You're going to be okay. You have to trust yourself. Just trust yourself. You know that you already do. I'm telling you as if you don't, but really, you already do trust yourself. It's just a remembering how to trust yourself. It's a remembering of how to trust yourself. Thank you so much for listening. If you have a question that you want answered about spirit, empowering yourself, or how to manifest a life you truly love, head on over to tabithastitt.com/podcast and submit your question there. Until next time, continue to tap into your intuition, take action, and trust the process. And so it is.